Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, pardon me. Come forward. Can you bring us a message this morning so that we can gain in knowledge, meaning wisdom? And Father, be with us throughout this study. And touch my throat, Father, with thy mighty hand. Clear this thing up so that I can speak, Father. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be in the sixth chapter of Matthew, because we're going to the four Gospels right now. Beginning here with verse 1, says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. You know, we have a lot of them that's exactly what they do. Everything they do, they want mankind seeing it to lift themselves up before mankind. They're not doing it for the Lord. They're doing it to lift themselves up before man. And Jesus is warning us here. And here in verse 2, you'll get even a greater warning. He says, therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You see, even back in those days, with Jesus walking on the earth here, there was those who was doing things, but they wasn't doing them for the Lord. They was doing them to get themselves recognized. And he's letting us know there that if we do that, then we're not going to have any reward. Three. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. In other words, you do it, and you do it more or less secretly. You do it quietly, not letting mankind know what you're doing, because we are to be doing it for the Lord and not for ourselves. You see, there's three verses right there. Then we got the fourth coming up. That's along the same line. Number four. That thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. You see, we get our rewards and things from our Heavenly Father. And that comes to us through the Lord Jesus Christ and is brought by the Holy Spirit. And everything comes from our Heavenly Father. Now, verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Meaning, they're not getting anything from the Lord God. Now, 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. See, he's telling us here how to pray in the right way to pray. And we should always be praying and talking to him about the things of his word that we are in need of. He knows every need we have. And we're told that he will take care of our needs. Now, 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. They want to make long prayers with a lot of talk. We are to go to the Lord and talk to him from the heart. And as long as we do that, he'll hear us. And he lets us know. Now, we're told what not to do. And it says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Now, you see, we don't need long prayers. We just need, he wants us to ask for the right things and in the right way, and not to be seen of others. And get off to ourselves. Just us and the Lord God. Verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Now he's telling us now, and he's given us the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, you see, here in 14, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now, we talk quite a bit, and I teach quite a bit on not holding grudges and not wanting payback for things that others will do to us or against us. We are to love them. We don't like what they do. It's evil. But we have to love them, and we forgive them the moment they do it. Just say, Lord, forgive them. Pray for them. Lord, forgive them. I forgive them. Forgive them, Lord. Hold this not against them, but help to bring them out of darkness and into the light. Bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 15. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You see, if you can't forgive, then you're not going to be forgiven. And if there is anything that we have between others, we need to go and do everything we can to get things straight between us. Once we do that and we forgive them, then it lays in their hands between them and God. But we need to do what we can. Let them know, I have nothing against you, and I love you, and I've got you in my prayers. And leave it that way with them. Now, all right. We do know that when he's talking about debt, these debts and trespasses and things, that he's talking about sin and evil things. Now here in 16, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You and I know, we know not to do that. Because they're not doing it really for the Lord. 17. Now when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face. 18. That thou may appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You don't run around telling everybody, well, I'm fasting, I'm fasting, I'm fasting. Now, there may be a time you may have to tell a single person that's trying to get you to eat something. And you tell them, no, not right now, you know. And, oh, come on now, this is good. Come on, eat this. Well, no, I'm not eating right now. And, well, why ain't you eating? Well, if you just have to know, I'm doing it for the Lord God. And leave it. But you see, we don't do it out here and advertise it to everybody so they'll know, oh, you know, he's a good man. Look at him. He's fasting, and he's fasted this long already, and he's planning on fasting for this special length of time. No, we don't do that. Now, you're 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust nor corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We don't need to worry about a lot of having a lot of things here on this earth, because when we step out of this life and into eternity, we cannot take any of it with us. Somebody else is going to have it. But we need to be laying up our treasures in the kingdom of Almighty God. And they'll be there waiting on you and I. Think about it. But you see, most mankind is not that way. They want everything right here on this earth. Well, they'll have it for a short period of time, but they're trading it for their home in heaven. Think about it. Yes, you can have it here and lay all your treasures up here on this earth and all. Follow after them. Then you're going to find, when you step out of this life into the next, you're going to find your seat in hell. Now, 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body body shall be full of light. Now listen to this. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? You see, your eye can bring a lot of things against you. Because we look at a lot of things in our lifetime. And as we see these things, what is registering on your mind and on your heart? You see, through your eyes can bring adultery, fornication, and a lot of things that should not be. And that's exactly what he's talking about here. He's talking about it bringing things that we just don't need. Now, there is a lot of things, especially in today's world, because man has invented so many different things that they didn't have even back then. But the Lord knew it was all coming because he knows it all. And one of the things that we really need to be careful about is our television. There's a lot of things on it that we don't need on there at all, that shouldn't be on there. But it is, man has put it there. And he's put it there for our downfall. If you are walking as a born-again child of the living God, the moment it pops up, you get rid of it. Because you don't want to be looking at it. And you don't look at it wantingly or with lust. You look at it as disgrace and as them not caring. You see, when you are that born again child of God, whether you're man or woman, Holy Spirit is letting you know you don't long for that. You don't want that. That is wrong. So you don't do those things. Do you remember we read about that? I read that to you and told you that when you're born again, the Holy Spirit is in you and you cannot sin because you are born of God. Now, the Holy Spirit will let you know when things are wrong and when they're not. And we have a lot of things out here today on the street can cause a lot of evil. Now, you know, There are those out there that likes to tempt you. I was in a revival. I'll share this with you. I was in a revival in Louisville, Kentucky. In a nice church. Church that was filled with congregation. This has been years back. Quite a few years back. This lady came in and came down and sat down right down on the front row. Wearing a skirt that was a way too short. Her covered up, period. But she would sit there and look at me, cross her legs way up high, and look at me and laugh. I stopped preaching, and I told the congregation, I told them, I said, you know, we have a lady here that don't know how to keep herself covered up. If she'll cover herself up, I'll continue with the message. She got up and left. After the service, the deacons of that church came to me, told me, said, you run her off. You run that woman off. I said, no, I didn't. The Holy Spirit did. I just let it go with that. And I was there quite a while. She came back the next week, went to the altar, gave her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. As far as I know, she's still in that church. A different and a changed woman. There are times that we are to let those that are doing evil know. But let the Holy Spirit be your guide about it. You see, the Lord God knew when I brought this out what would happen with her. I didn't know, but he knew. But the Spirit just come out with it. A lot of times we don't even receive a warning about it. The Spirit just does it. Now, all right. Here in 24, says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Uh-oh. Oh, you can't? Well, I was sure I could. I was sure, you know, I can love my money and all the things I've got and all. I can go to church on Sunday and be good there, and then I can give them a $10 bill, and I can come back then, you know, and through the week I can enjoy everything I've got and just do what I want to do. No. You see, that's not being a child of God. And that's trying to serve too, and you can't do it, and he just told you that. Now, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Uh-oh. Why? Take any thoughts for my life? Why? He goes on to say, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? 26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? He's telling us why. Now, 27. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? You can't. 28. Why take ye thought for raiment or clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. The Lord's using them as an example to let us know we don't have to worry about what we look like. Now, 30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, where is your faith? You see, that's what he's talking about. Your faith, where is it? And is it in the Lord Jesus Christ and your trust in him in supplying your needs? I was quite a while learning that. Even after God had called me into the ministry and the Holy Spirit was working with me, giving me messages and things to preach, there was still a lot of things, because I was still growing, a lot of things I didn't know and didn't have the understanding of. And we miss out on so much that way. And my thought wasn't about putting all of my trust and all in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I need a better job so I can make more money, because this bill's not getting paid and that bill's not getting paid. And you see, I wasn't putting my trust in him. But there came a time then when I did. And as my faith built and my trust built, and I begin to understand I need to be paying my tithes and things that way, because I hadn't been paying tithes. Oh, I'd give, but I'd give what I thought I could, you know. And at times it may, when I give to the offering, it may be a dollar, it might be $5, and it might be 10. But I wasn't paying my tithes. And I started paying them, taking that 10% and paying my tithes and things. And then, you see, things started working a whole lot differently. A whole lot different. And today, I have finances that are left over. My automobile is paid for. My home and the property is paid for. I've got a little, I ain't rich and I ain't wealthy, but I've got a little bit in the bank, laid back. And I don't owe any man anything except just for the monthly bills, like light bills, insurance, things that way. You see, things work when you work as the Lord God asks you to work. And if you keep his commandments and walk in obedience unto them, you'll find that everything will work for your good. You will get your reward. Now, Verse 31. Therefore take no thought, saying, here again, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You put him first in your life. And when you really do that, then he will take care of everything else that you really need. Now, you may want something that he don't give you because you really didn't need it. You just wanted it. Now, he told us there in 33 that when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then the last verse, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You don't even have to do a lot of planning when you put God first. You handle your finances according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and you'll find that you have more than enough. And that is true, just as I shared with you about myself and my life. And I was a long time learning that. But I praise God and thank him every day that I did finally learn. But see, at that time, I didn't have anyone telling me all of this. Because the churches that I was brought up in, and all until the Lord called me into the ministry, didn't teach things like that. But then he started educating me. You see, my knowledge came that I do have comes from him. And it is brought to me by the Holy Spirit. And then you receive it as the Holy Spirit speaks it through me. It's not mine. You see, it's his. I'm not smart enough. I didn't have a lot of education. I quit school in the eighth grade. Went into the Army. But you know, once I started following the Lord, like I said, I was still just an ignorant country boy and happened to learn things as God was giving them to me. With an eighth grade education, I was sent to a medical college. For pre-med. Think about it. I was sent right to Tampa Medical College. You know, I never could figure out why they kept that name, Tampa Medical College, when it wasn't in Tampa. It was in St. Pete, across the bay from Tampa. It was in St. Petersburg. I am in college with just an eighth grade education. But you know something, I made it. Because God was there with me. If he hadn't been with me, I could not have done it. And I know that. All right. We're going to be stopping here for this morning, God willing. Keep us all together. And by his will, we can all meet this evening at 6 p.m. We'll be back into his word in chapter 7. And we're still going to be getting into a lot of things that we really need in order to live our lives as his child. And if you know someone that is in need of the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you can get them talked in to either listening with you or to call in, give them the number, let them call in. But let's spread this word everywhere we can reach. You see, that's why God had this set up like we've got it. So we can reach others that we are not close to. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. We thank you for these times, Father, that we can come together to share your word. Now, Father, I pray for Jerusalem and Israel, for them to have peace. Your word tells us to do so. But even more than that, Father, I pray that they all will come out from the law, the Mosaic law, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And this land, Father of ours, I pray that one day we can get rid of the evil that is in our leadership, here in our government, and in a lot of our churches, Father, and be replaced with those that are walking in righteousness, that love you, that love your church, that loves the Lord Jesus Christ and loves this country. And will work with us, our government, back upon the foundation in which this land was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, James Taylor. Pray for Amy, Tom, Jacob, for my wife, my family, and all of their families, Father. Bobby and Millie Johnson. Now, Father, be with us throughout this day. Keep us all in health. Keep us safe. And bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Father, and back into your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. And be careful out there, you that are on the roads. Take care. Bye-bye now.